The New York Times reports that a cure for diabetes may have been discovered. On the line for us right now, who could possibly enlighten us and answer this question, we have Dr. Robin Golan, J. Merrill Eastman Professorship of Clinical Diabetes. She's also the Professor of Medicine and Pediatrics at Columbia University. She directs the patient care and clinical research programs at the Berry Center. She was also instrumental in establishing the Naomi Berry Diabetes Center in July of 1998. And under her leadership, this place has just skyrocketed to prominence throughout the country. She's also is affiliated with New York Presbyterian Hospital, which is the fourth best hospital in the country. Welcome, Dr. Robin Golan.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Golan, this New York Times report, it is astonishing. Is it possible? Could there be a cure for type 1 diabetes?
Well, I firmly believe that we will see a cure for type 1 diabetes. This work is quite preliminary, but really exciting. So, yes, there's reason for cautious optimism here.
Well, this is John Katsimatidis, and I have to admit that she is my doctor, and she does a great job up at Columbia. Columbia, I think, is it Columbia Presbyterian, or all Columbia is the fourth best hospital in the country?
A New York Presbyterian. It's a great place.
Well, that's wonderful news. And tell us about the progress that's been made. You're in charge of the diabetes center there. Tell us the progress that's been made in diabetes in the last 5 years.
Well, the progress in diabetes research is astronomical. In type 1 diabetes, which is what we used to call the juvenile form, there's increasing work in both pumps and sensors, so the treatment has gotten a lot better. And the prospects for replacing the cells that are lost, which are the insulin-producing beta cells, as shown in the study we're talking about, really incredible. And so if we can give the patients back the cells that are missing, they could go on and be cured of type 1 diabetes, and that would be quite remarkable.
And type 2 diabetes, which is very prevalent in our country, are you making any progress on that?
We are making enormous progress. Type 2 diabetes is a disease of insulin resistance. The body makes insulin, but it doesn't react well to it. There we know that small changes in exercise and in food intake reduces your risk to get diabetes and helps treat it. And there are newer and better medications, even in the last 5 years, that are truly also quite remarkable and make it a lot easier to take care of. And there's also much better ways to check your blood sugar, to monitor it, and without all the constant finger pricking, a big advance, especially for the little kids. Very hard to have diabetes.
Dr. Golan, regarding sickle cell anemia, there has been a cure. They found it. That's a genetic disease. Type 1 diabetes is also genetic.
Both type 1 and type 2 diabetes are examples of genetic diseases that are impacted by our environment. In type 2 diabetes, getting older, not much we could do about that, getting heavier, not exercising, that brings it out. The environmental problem in type 1 diabetes, we're still studying. What it is apart from our genes that cause us to get type 1 diabetes is under intense study now.
Can you explain exactly this New York Times report on how this man was cured of type 1 diabetes?
So this study is ongoing. We'll recruit 17 patients. This is the first patient, so it's very early. He got stem cell-derived insulin-producing cells infused basically into his liver, and he needed immune-suppressing drugs, and those stem cell-derived insulin-producing cells made insulin in a way that his own body, had not for 40 years. And he reduced his own insulin from, I think, 30 or 40 units down to 2.9 units. And it's really quite an extraordinary outcome, but it's short the side effects of the drugs he needed to take to keep the transplant working, and it's just so far one participant. But the prospects for the future are quite exciting.
Now, you run the Diabetes Center up in Columbia on 168th Street.
Yes.
And it's quite a large center. And I remember the family that funded the money. They were a great family. We have 2 minutes left. What are the most significant changes in the last couple of years that you have to speak out about?
Okay. I think that ignoring diabetes is a really bad plan because the treatment has gotten so much better, that technology is extremely important and helps us manage diabetes. So if you don't know what your blood sugar is, you should get screened, you should get checked, and manage it, and the treatment is not that scary, and we know how to prevent the complications. The second thing is that the science is moving quickly, and in my lifetime, and I've been at this a long time, I firmly believe that we will see cures for type 1 diabetes, and soon I prefer the other forms of diabetes. So I'm filled with optimism for the scientific progress that we're making in diabetes.
Dr. Robin Goland, Berry's Diabetes Center at Columbia Presbyterian, thank you so much for all the lives that you save and everything you do for people. God bless you, and God bless your hospital, and you guys do great work. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, we'll talk to you again real soon. When there's something to talk about, you have my number. Text me right away. You'll be on the same day.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.